Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here today with Sophie Michelle, and we are going to have a conversation about overwhelm. It's such a huge feeling topic. Really dense and heavy, and something that people, you know, comment on a lot. So we're going to dive in and explore ways to get out of overwhelm. And is it real in the first place, or have we made it up? Let's explore that. And before we do, I'll talk a little bit about me. I'll talk a little bit about Sophie and the show. And this show is relatively new. I've been on the radio for 3+ years now. Some of the archives of Imperfect Brilliance, in fact, several years worth of archives of Imperfect Brilliance, I co-hosted. And then finally felt the urge to just blossom out and start Sexy Mom Abundant Life. And on the show, we explore, you know, how you can live abundantly your way. And your way doesn't have to look like anybody else's. And in fact, I hope it doesn't, because you're unique. And your family is not like any other family. And so it's like, what choices can you make to create the life you'd like to have, knowing that the universe has you? And how can you co-create with the universe to live abundantly and know that there's more than enough? So when we're in overwhelm, we usually feel like there's more than enough stuff to do, but not enough time and not enough energy and all these lies of lack. So we're going to explore that today. And Sophie is a dear friend. She's a coach. She's a speaker. She's written several books. She's got a huge following in France, as well as a native French speaker. And she's brilliant and funny, and has worked everywhere from corporate America to having her own business as a coach. And it's always changing. Ever expanding, ever changing as life is. And so I'm going to welcome Sophie to the show in just a moment. I had the realization that some of you messaged me and said, "Hey, Kathy, you said your 5-day class on receiving is on your website." And it's not. So my apologies. It was not. You're correct. So this 5-day class starts next Tuesday, March 26th. It's going to be so much fun because it really is tapping into engagement of energies and getting clear and clearing away what's preventing you from receiving judgment, receiving money, receiving. And I did a show about that last week, about receiving. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get the exercise that came at the end of that show. And that is at meetkathywilliams.com. So the class that everyone was asking me about that was not on the website is at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. Okay, that's where all my upcoming stuff is, from Maui in May and August to London in June, to online stuff like 5 days of energetic exercises for receiving, which you could be in Madagascar and participate anywhere you are. So anyway, that I just wanted to get that out of the way, let you know that, because I know some of you were like, hey, it's not there, and you are correct. So anyway, that aside, welcome to the show, Sophie. I'm so delighted to have this conversation with you.
Hi, Kathy. It's so good to be with you. And I don't know if you want to record via Zoom, but you need to press record for that.
Done.
So I'm so excited about today because this morning I realized that I had a lot of things to do, and it will be very easy to go to the overwhelming place. And I really want to point out that in my personal opinion, overwhelm is what we think or how we perceive what everything we have to do. I know that for some of us, it's like, you know, we're moms and we have businesses and we have people that count on us. So it seems that it's very easy to go into overwhelm, but it's still in our power. It's still something we can choose to look at. We can choose to change. We can choose to do differently, regardless of how much we have to do. And if you said that I had different careers, and one of my careers was in production. I produced live shows, and I used to say on my resume that I can handle 2 walkie-talkies and a cell phone at the same time, meaning that I am probably a master at overwhelming things to do and lots of people needing my attention at once. I get it. I know what that means. And now that I'm a mom, I know that what that means even more. So I understand, but it's all a matter of perspective, don't you think?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, we can feel that there's so much to do and then have a shift in perspective and realize, oh, I can handle this. And part of it seems like it's often us getting ahead of ourselves, like, maybe not knowing where to start or looking at it all like it all has to be done right now, which is never true. Yeah.
Yeah. And also when you said, I can handle this, is that true? Like, do we have to handle this, or is there somebody better to handle this? Or is there some, a system that can handle it? Like, I saw an ad on Facebook for the software is saying, we'll do everything that you do manually, we'll do it for you. And which is like, you know, I'm not sure, like making copies or printing things or whatever, like the software says just, and it's true. I mean, how many things today, like we don't even have to go to the grocery store. Now we can just use our phones and order our groceries and they get delivered. Like, we literally don't have to do everything ourselves anymore. There are a lot of different ways that it can be done without us having
to. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I worked with big, with CEOs and people who manage very, very big companies. And I can tell you that they never took care of the little things. They always assigned those little things to other people. Even if it was like choosing a seat on the plane for them, they just had someone who knew what seat to choose for them. Like, they would not even do the things that were very personal. You know, they always had somebody else handle it for them. So we can also look at, well, yes, I wish somebody else could do it, but they don't do it as well as me. Are you sure? Or maybe you didn't train them well enough.
I love that question. I really love it because I used to think to myself, well, okay, someone else could create a flyer for my upcoming class, but by the time I get them all the information, I could have just done it myself. And the truth is, I learned that, well, if I look for people who can do something better than I can, life becomes so amazing because I don't have to sit and struggle at the computer to do graphic design when that's not my thing. It doesn't light me up. It takes me longer than it would take someone else who I could pay $20 to make it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know who Sarah Blakely is?
I don't.
She's one of my heroes. She is the lady who invented Spanx. And she runs this really big company. She's billions and billions of dollars. And she was saying one day she was in a meeting with all these people about a contract or an agreement. And she realized, wait a second, I pay lawyers $400 an hour to handle this. Why am I sitting here? Right? Like, she's like, all I have to do is sign a contract. I need to trust my team. I need to trust the people that I hire and pay good money to do this, right? So the element of trust is huge. If you're feeling overwhelmed, a lot of time it's because either you don't trust yourself, you don't trust the people around you, or you don't trust the universe, right? So there is, like,
it's
you need
so
to look
true.
At that. Look at where it is you don't trust. If you feel overwhelmed, what do you not trust? Or who do you not trust? Right? Look at that.
I love
be aware
it.
Of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, it used to be like, I don't want to hire people because I don't want to manage people. I didn't trust that that having people on my team could actually make life easier and more expansive, and that adding them would also expand my business and make me money. Because I looked at, well, it's going to cost money instead of, and until I really started to look at, well, will it make me money? And far and above, like, it's made me so much money to have other people participating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that you said that you didn't want to manage people, because I actually don't believe in management. If you have to manage somebody, then you haven't found the right person, or you're not paying them well enough. Like, you need to train them. You need to give them the information they need. And then after that, that's it. Like, there's no reason for somebody to be managed. You should not have to oversee what they're doing. They should be able to take off and do what you ask them to do without being managed, you know?
It's true of the people in my business, and it's true of my children. Like,
yeah.
Every morning, and they're just 6 and 9, but they have a list. And it's like, you can play and you can do, you know, your video game after the list. So I don't have to go after them and be like, well, did you brush your hair? Did you brush your teeth? Did you do this and that? Because that's on the list. And they know once they check mark the list, they can choose other things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So maybe a lot of people are overwhelmed because they don't have a system in place. Like, the fact that you have a list for your child, that's a system. And you need to have a system in place for every part of your life. Even, I don't know if you've studied Stephen Covey's methods of organization, but one thing that I learned with Stephen Covey was you need to have a way for information to come to you. So it could be like, I have a notebook next to my desk where I write stuff, right? I write everything that I need. So I don't have to remember things. I just write it down. It's somewhere. My phone is another place where I do that. But you need to have a system for even just receiving information. And where do you record what needs to be done? Because at some point, if you don't record it somewhere, you're going to forget it. It's just the nature of the beast.
It's so true. You know, I love David Allen. David Allen is a productivity specialist, and he has a book called Getting Things Done, which
yes,
I have both the book and the little Cliff Notes thingy. Delta Airlines has him in their videos. So if you're ever on a Delta flight, at least they used to, you can watch him talking about how to get things done. And one of the huge things is do a brain dump of everything you have to do and everything in your head, because we have so much information these days that how can one head remember all that stuff? And then it's like, and what's the first action for each of these things? And it's really specific. Like it's not, oh, get mom a birthday present. It's go on Amazon, order, you know, if you have an idea, order that mug or, you know, whatever it is. Like getting specific about what action can I take, not something super vague that you're not going to execute, that you can't do.
Okay, that's a perfect example of where overwhelm can come in. So, you know, I love giving people presents because I love making people happy. So it's very easy for me to have an idea for a gift for somebody and then second guess myself. Are they going to like it? You know, is it good, what they need? Da, 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 right? So here's what I learned, because in business, I don't do that. So in business, if you give me a task, I'll get to the task and I'll just do it. But in my personal life, I tend to second guess a lot, right? So what I notice is this, you cannot, like the same thing you would do, so you take out the most efficient area of your life and you apply it everywhere. So I know that I don't second guess numbers, so I'm not going to second guess myself. Like, okay, if I decided I'm going to buy mom a mug, I'm just going to buy mom a mug, right? Like I'll have faith in myself, because otherwise that's where I just got sucked this morning. I had so much to do, and for some reason, because I have a Facebook group on Facebook, so I had to go there to post some information, and I totally got sucked into Facebook. Ugh, right? So
yeah,
it's like I need to train myself to be like, just do what you have to do and then turn it off, right? Like, I need to train myself to do that. But it's those things where if you start wondering and if you start second guessing yourself, that takes too much time. Who has the time to second guess yourself?
It does. A lot of times what goes on in our heads takes so much more time and energy than the actual activity of just doing it, calling the person, choosing a gift and buying it, whatever it is, like the back and forth in our head or the hesitation, all of that takes even more energy than just being like, you know what, I'm going to go with this. So yep. How many more activities, we're going to go to break in a moment. How many more things in our lives can we just be like, let me commit, let me choose. And there's an energy about it, a lightness, and let me just choose and go for it. I wonder what that would create. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, everybody. We look forward to being back with you in just a couple minutes. Thanks for being here.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with Sophie Michelle. And you can always get in touch with us, radio show ideas or any thoughts about, you know, what you're hearing on the show at meetkathywilliams.com. And there's a radio tab, so you can hop on over there, hear some replays, not only of this show, but also of my previous show, Imperfect Brilliance. And then, so that's Meet Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, .com. And then Sophie is at Sophie Michelle, and that's Michelle with one L, .com. So reach out if you have thoughts, comments, you name it. If you'd like to see what we're up to when we're off the air, it's all there. Well, some of it anyway. So we're having a conversation about overwhelm, and I thought I'd just look up the word for us and see, you know, what's present as far as that goes. And overwhelm, unlike some words, is in Webster's Dictionary from 1828. And what it means on there is it has four different meanings. To overspread or crush between something violent and weighty that covers or encompasses the whole. Like to overwhelm with waves. To immerse and bear down. Like being overwhelmed with cares, afflictions, or even business. Number three, to overlook gloomily. And then number four is to put over. So those are from 1828 and before. And yeah, it's interesting to crush, right? Be overwhelmed with waves. And you know, this whole thing makes me think, like, in order to feel overwhelmed, we have to make ourselves smaller to feel like, there's so much I have to handle. It's all on me, right? And really, it does sometimes feel like it's on our shoulders. So we've been talking about some ways to get out from underneath that. And thanks for playing here with me today, Sophie.
So I want to share a thought during the break. I had a thought. So, you know, as a business owner, it's very common for us to look outside of our business and see what's working for other business owners, right? And so we tend to assume that what we see out there is what's working. So, for instance, right now, if you're in the lifestyle business, there are a lot of people that are doing content, whether it's free or not free. They're doing videos, audio, articles, all of that. And it's great. I think it's a wonderful thing. It seems information should be out there for everyone to have. And remember that that is not how they are. That is not the core of their business. The content that they're giving is because they want to contribute to you. So they want to bring something to you, but that is not how they get paid. Most people do not get paid through the content. So if you spend a lot of time doing content for your business, I mean, it may be great because you want to contribute to people, you want to share what you know, that's awesome. But remember that that is not your business. Your business, you're not going to get paid through the content. I mean, very few of us are. Yes, there are some YouTube stars and Facebook stars and all of that. I get it. But most of us are not going to make money through the content. So just remember that, because when you choose what it is you do in your day, instead of being overwhelmed because you would like to make a video, because you would like to send an email or that, ask yourself, what's my priority? If your priority is your business, you may not make the video right now. And what I discovered is that it actually makes content more genuine when you do it this way. So if your day is not about making content, but it's about working in your business, then when you actually do the content, it will be so much more authentic, because you actually will have a business to talk about, or you will have something to talk about, versus just, oh, I just got this money, what am I going to talk about? Like, it doesn't work. It's not as contributed to people. So live your life first, then make content. You know, like that's just a little something I wanted to share, because a lot of people get confused with when they see what other people are doing. That doesn't mean that's what you have to focus on or that's what you have to do. It's what they're doing, not necessarily what works for you.
Well, and that's a beautiful question. You know, will this truly work for me? What will it create? Will it make me money? Is it going toward what I'd like to create or away from it? You know, because we can get distracted by going in so many directions. One of the questions I like to ask is, where is my attention required today? And I do some investing, so sometimes, like, it pings me right then. Where's my attention required today? Oh, I better check that investment. Oh, I have to send the information off for this flyer. Oh, I better, you know, whatever it is. And sometimes I'll just even sit with that question and be like, where is my attention required today? Oh, you know, with my kid and doing this, da-da-da, and let it come out on paper. For me, paper's such a gift because I get to see it. I used to use my phone a lot. Actually, I still do. However, it's really the act of writing for me is therapeutic and super useful.
Yeah.
I also love as you were talking, Sophie, just one more thing. The idea of getting something perfect popped in. Huh. And I've seen so many people try to get their website perfect and spend so much energy on that. And then their website is sort of like a billboard in the middle of Wyoming, right? And so there's like this gorgeous, amazing billboard in the middle of nowhere that like two people pass every single week. And it's like, wait a minute, the website is not the primary thing. It's a really useful thing. But if you make this gorgeous, amazing thing that costs a lot of money and stick it in the middle of nowhere where no one's ever going to go, right? People have to have a way of getting there. They have to know about it. They have to, you know, and in which case social media could be really useful. Your email list, if you have one, is really useful. Yeah. So anyway, I know you had some ideas on that.
No, it's I like what you said a lot, the perfection of it. It's never perfect, and it's always changing and evolving. And so you're always, even after you're done with the website, you're going to go back and, you know, change it and modify it all the time. So at some point you just have to start, right? And the overwhelm also, like, people wish they would just do something and then be done with it. Like, oh, so they don't want to do the institution, the maintenance of whatever it is that they have created. But the truth is, you are a living, breathing being who changes every day. So everything you're involved in is going to change with you, whether it's your family, whether it's your body, your business, you know, your relationships, everything changes because you change. So it would be very hypocritical to say, oh, I'm just going to put that out there and then be done with it. You know, no, it doesn't work like that. You're going to have to go back and modify something. And I want to tell you about attention too. So I have two daughters, and one of them, one thing she loves to do with me is watch TV at night, right? So she wants we have our shows that we watch together. Now, the truth is, she knows this, but we pretend that I'm watching the show with her because she knows I'm working. So I sit next to her with my computer and I'm actually working, but she likes that we're together in the same room, the TV's on, and I peek and sometimes I comment and that's it. That's the TV she watches on. So it's like we have this thing we have, and I realize I'm not really giving her a lot of attention because my attention is actually on my work, but we have created this thing that works for us. If I had to really be with her for 2 hours every night and just pay attention to the TV, that would not work for me. It would not be honoring of me or her because I would be resentful to her. So we found a way to have both what we want, right? And so if something
I love that.
Yeah, if something is overwhelming too, it's like, okay, What did you decide about it that you have to, how it has to look, and what is actually more honoring of you and the people that you are engaged with? Because it probably is not where you think it is. And a lot of times if you go back to the overwhelm and you're like, oh, do I actually need to do this? Or is there another way I can get this done that's faster or quicker or more pleasurable? You'll find it.
And is there another way I could get this done that's faster or quicker or more pleasurable? I love it. Yeah. I even know people who have created a not to-do list. You have this to-do list and then it's like, huh, well, what am I not going to do? What am I not going to do on this list? What else am I not going to do? You know, there are so many fun ways of playing with what we think we have to get done, including colored pencils or giving us a little star when we've done something. But, you know, some of us are so fast and so capable and know there's also so much more that we could be doing and so much more available that we don't acknowledge all the things that we have gotten done, because we know there's so much more. I could be over here. I have an assistant, and this was last year at some point. She said, oh, we got a lot done today. And I was like, really? Like, I knew that there were 15 other things I would have liked to also. And I just went back and looked at the emails we had sent and looked at the things we had created and looked at all of that and acknowledged it. Because when we see there's so much more, sometimes it's easy to disregard all that we have been and done and created. And I see you so nodding true. There.
So yeah. True. I wrote on my book when you said it, write a not to do list. I love that. I love that. There's so many things in my day. I'm like, why did I spend time doing this? It's like ridiculous, right? But I only realize it after I've done it. Oh,
yeah.
I love doing research, okay? I love doing research. So as soon as something new shows up in my life, I'm doing research. I'm like, yeah, but sometimes, like, I need to, like, schedule my time for research because otherwise I can do research all day. Love it.
Yeah, it's easy, and the internet has such a wealth of information and ideas and research and all of that. You made me think of the fact that, yeah, I get excited too, right? I'm going to be facilitating a foundation class in London, and right away I got started looking for an Airbnb, and then I realized, hey, the guy who is actually in London knows more about the places and the areas and stuff like that. What if I let him narrow it down and then I zoom in and say, oh, I like this and this, instead of like me trying to take all this information. Like, that's a not to do, Kathy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I have a trip this summer where I have to go to 3 different places with my kids. So I'm trying to organize the 3 different things. And yesterday I must have spent 2 hours just like figuring out the logistics of it. And I didn't do anything. I didn't book anything because I'm still not sure. And it's so, and I guess I was going to tell you, it's not that we are taking the pleasure out of things. Like, I would rather say, you know what, if it's really fun and relaxing for me to look at all of this, then when I don't have to use the most of my brain capacity, then I'll just do that, right? So like maybe an hour before bed, when I'm like kind of thinking about going to sleep, I can look at that or something like that. I don't have to do it in the middle of the day when I could be, you know, talking to you or doing other things.
Yeah, so well, you know what?
Go ahead.
Well, you brought up something for me that, you know, talking with someone. When I'm talking with someone, for me, it's really useful to have a deadline with certain people. Like, I have 20 minutes to spend with this person, or, you know, a certain amount of time, because there are certain people I know going into the conversation that we could easily spend an hour on the phone that actually doesn't contribute or create more than 20 minutes would, right? Where it's like, yeah, we end up just being on the phone together. And sometimes I know they're doing something like cooking or something. I'm doing
something.
So it's like, okay, what are the, oh, oh, it comes so soon. Okay. With that, we're going to go to break. I know we have some fun things that just popped to talk about after the break. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with Sophie and Kathy today. We'll be back in just a few minutes on iOM.fm.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, iOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching, or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hi, Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is your host, Kathy Williams, playing today with Sophie Michelle, and we are talking about overwhelm. And before we jump back in there, I'd just love to invite you to a couple of things I have going on, and Sophie likely has some fun coming up too. We are diving into 5 days of energetic exercises to increase your ability to receive next week. And that's online. I just love these energetic exercises because they're kind of like meditations, but kind of not, and always open a door to something new. And I also love to see what people create and do tap into and receive during the classes. I've seen people say, whoa, I made such money and people took me out to lunch, or my landlord gave me a new mattress during this class, and that was so unexpected. It's just fun to see and play with that unexpected abundance and magic that shows up. In addition to that, coming up in May on the island of Maui, you're invited to an Access Bars class and a Foundation class, which is 4 days of tools to really upgrade your life. I've seen people go from depressed to happy in those classes. And from, one lady said, I was on sleeping pills and I thought I had to leave my husband. And by the end of the class, she realized none of that, was true for her anymore. Her body was that changed that she could sleep and it felt better. And, she realized, hey, you know what? I can be happy in this relationship. And so it's 4 days of relaxation and magic. So that, well, and tools to create magic. You're the magic one. I'm facilitating that on the island of Maui, both in May and in August. And then you can join me in London for that class in June. So you can find those at Kathy Williams, like, hello, meet me, .com/upcoming, and Kathy is with a K. So, and the last thing I wanted to mention, we had a show last month in February on flirting, and it was quite fun because flirting just adds an element of play to anything. It's not about an agenda or necessarily this thing just to initiate like a sexual relationship. Flirting is something that can add so much to our lives. And Allison Bennett and I, who is my guest on that show, are doing a class next week called Flirting 101. And that's also at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And Sophie, I know you're always a world traveler and facilitating classes and things. So what's on tap for you?
Is there an echo?
I think we're good.
Okay. So I was wondering, what do I have going on in English? To something different. And I have a website called beyondgrowthconsulting.com. So it's to go, if you have a business and you would like to see how your business can impact the world and can impact the people that are working with and in your business, then this is what my company is about. And I have a download that are 10 questions you can ask of your business to consider different possibilities. And so if you are interested in that, why don't you go check out beyondgrowthconsulting.com, which is a difficult thing for me to say. But yeah, I thought that would be that'd be an interesting one too.
Okay. How fun! That's one of your many websites, huh?
Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, and
I want to go back to our conversation.
Yes.
Did you want to ask me a question?
Well, and you dance with so many different businesses, and is that overwhelming for you?
It can be, but I don't let it be. It can be if,
yes.
Lately, okay, so I'm the kind of person who will not break up with somebody when I'm mad at them. I have to not be mad at them before I can break up with them. So basically, if there's drama in a situation, I will not leave the situation until there's no more drama. So when I work with my businesses, I don't jump from one business to the other. If there is something going on with one business, even if it's not what I like about it, I'm going to resolve it first before I jump to something else. So the different possibilities I have are all very exciting, but I had one of my businesses I was having trouble with. That was the coaching business. I was having quite a few problems with that one. And so I kind of put on the back burner the rest until I could resolve that. And now that that's getting resolved, I'm ready to move on to you know, the other businesses. So I want to say sometimes it's not overwhelmed, but it's more your body or your heart telling you there's something there for you to look at. So instead of going to the conclusion, oh, I have too much to do, I'm burned out, it's overwhelming, maybe ask yourself, like, what do I need to resolve here? What's going on that I'm not really looking at? And a lot of times that will help you with the rest of the businesses. I want to go back to what we were talking about today earlier when you were talking about limiting the time of certain conversations with some people, right?
And yes.
I have a friend, a new friend in my life. It's only been a few months, and I don't think we can do a short conversation. Like, our conversations are an hour, 2 hours. One day was 5 hours. Like, we just went on for 5 hours. So for me, even though I don't get anything done per se, as a person, I've grown so much through those conversations because this is somebody who has very different points of view than I have. So we spend a lot of time explaining our points of view. So that allowed me to open up, to expand my universe, and to welcome new things in my life that I would never have welcomed until I had those conversations. But what I realized is, as much as I would like to have those conversations every day, because that's definitely something that it's my wealth kind of thing, I would like to have. What I decided is basically I have 1 or 2 days a week where I will allow myself to have it. And I cannot tell you, Kathy, because we don't do weekends. Like, we work, you know, whatever day it is, work all, you know, any day. But there, now I finally realize what the weekend and also the Sunday or, you know, Saturday for some people, Sunday for other people, Monday for others, whatever that day of rest means. Wow. I totally get it now, because that's where I give myself permission to have those really lengthy conversations or those lengthy walks or prepare a meal from scratch, all those things that are so fun to do. But I don't really do when I have, you know, business going on. So I haven't told anybody yet that I'm doing this, but now 1 day a week, I don't work anymore. I stop working, which is a very interesting thing for me. It's not usual, but yeah, I don't, there's 1 day a week I will not work.
I love hearing that, Sophie, you know, especially having come from a culture or a group think that was very much like create, which is not a bad thing. However, we have to acknowledge that every moment we're creating, whether you're creating a conversation like this one or creating a meal, right? We're always in the creative flow. It's just a matter of what are we choosing? And having some downtime is really useful, like for our body, our brain. You know, it's not always, especially I think being women in business, we get this idea that our creativity has to be funneled into the business. And there are all sorts of avenues for creativity, not just the business. And in fact, when we give ourselves the freedom, like you, to have time during which you're not working, sometimes those ideas for business that would propel ourselves forward just bubble up because we've allowed our brain to just let go of the business for a while and play with something else or learn something new that's seemingly unrelated to what we've been doing all week. And that is the fruit for creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, and also it makes it even more exciting to go back to work because I take that day off, so I'm like, yes, now I can go and like work, and I'm just even more excited about it than if I didn't take a day off. So that is very useful. I have one more thought I wanted to share, but I don't know if you want to wrap it. I can't remember when we end.
Oh, please. Yeah, please okay. Share it.
And this is because of the title of your show. So it's the, what is it, the Abundant Life and Sexy Mom? Is that what it is?
Sexy Mom, Abundant Life.
Sexy Mom, Abundant Life. So I wanted to point out to everybody that if you are overwhelmed, it's because there is an abundance of things for you to be and do. And so maybe every time you think the world overwhelmed, if you can replace it with the world abundance, that may change the energy, you know, that may change how you look at it and then make you more even productive around it versus.
I love that.
Yeah. So I would say.
Yeah, that's something I love you that you brought that in because we talk about that a lot in the Radical Abundance course. Like, again, we started the show with the idea of shifting perspective. And so we're ending the show with that idea of shifting perspective. It's no longer overwhelm. Now it's an abundance of things to do. And when I had that shift in my own life, oh, it's just an abundance of things to do. It helped me identify that I actually have choice, right? I can choose to do things. I can choose not to. Yes, everything will have an effect, right? We could call it a consequence. Yeah, if I fail to take my child to school, there's going to be it's going to create something. So, but it is all a choice, and there's so much choice that's available in our lives in this world we live in, and you know, so we can shift to gratitude as well. Wow. I'm abundant with activities and things to play with. And who knows, if I didn't have all this, maybe I'd be a little bored.
I know I would, for sure. I would.
So thank you so much for playing with me today on here, Sophie. We had a conversation about overwhelm some time ago, some months ago, and it just struck me as being so useful, and I know that this is a topic that's up for a lot of people. So thanks for indulging me and doing this topic. And Sophie will be back. She's on Sexy Mom Abundant Life every month. Last month, February 2019 was How is a Woman Like a Dandelion? Yeah. And we had so much fun on that.
Yeah.
So next week's show, everybody, is on awareness and how we override our awareness and what we can do to change that up and stop doing that. You know, when we come back and say, oh, I knew not to go with that person, or I knew something was strange about this and I did it anyway. So we're going to play with awareness next week. Once more, would you tell everyone where to find you, Sophie?
easiest thing is on Facebook, Sophie Mihalko or Sophie Michelle. I have two pages, and you'll quickly discover why when you go to them. And ask me anything you want on those. I'm happy to contribute whatever it is that is required in your life. I'm excited to contribute.
Thank you, Sophie. And as always, you can find me at meetkathywilliams.com. You can also, on that main page there, sign up for a free Money Rain exercise and a Create Your Life exercise. Those will come via email when you sign up there. And I'm also on Facebook. And if you do message me to say hello, please do actually message me if you'd like to be my friend, because, you know, I'm a little bit like, oh, who are these people? So if you say, hey, I listened to you on the show, it's much easier for me to say, okay, awesome, this is a legit person. So we love to hear from you. Please reach out. Tell us what you liked. Tell us if you have show ideas. And if you have questions, it's, you know, we're here for you. So. So grateful you're listening, and you can find both of us on YouTube as well. We have some super fun videos. Just look for our names, and have a wonderful week, everybody. May you be beyond overwhelm and into the perspective of abundance. Thanks for being here with me, Sophie.
Thank you, Kathy.
We're always on Om Times Radio, IOM.FM, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes now, and you can listen anytime. So thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. Aloha!